Study after study reveals that when it comes to personal finance and retirement planning, a growing number of people fail to save. Some fail out of fear, while others fall prey to procrastination. Whatever the reason happens to be, financially speaking, many people's futures are looking pretty grim for their retirement years. Financially speaking, because of this, many states, including New Jersey, have either launched or are crafting plans to create state-run retirement programs. Joining us now to discuss whether these plans are an effective way to create long-term retirement savings is Certified Trust and Financial Advisor. He's also author of the book, Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. Chris Caruso. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And let me give you a couple of websites that Chris has. Of course, there are links over at our page, but it's LifetimeDreamGuide.com as well as FiduciaryNews.com. And learn more about some of the ideas that we are talking about here. Again, Chris's book, Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. Saw a report earlier this month, Chris, from the Hamilton Project, and it was about, they called it 10 Economic Facts About Financial Well-Being in Retirement. You look at the fact that only half of non-retired American adults think they're going to have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. People are living longer, greater strain on the Social Security system. Some people think after the year 2030 that'll just be a part of the National Archive as opposed to a financial resource of any kind. And just an overall financial knowledge, I guess you could say, understanding of finances, even on a basic level, not really well understood by many Americans. So probably the understatement of the morning is that for the financial future and retirement years, a lot of people have a lot of challenges ahead of them, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do. And the great news is the younger you are, the easier it will be to retire in comfort.
Well, that's why Illinois has a plan in place. And New Jersey, as I mentioned, if you want to go over to the State House website, it's in the Assembly Bill A4275, is crafting they call it the New Jersey Secure Choice Savings Program, obviously in New Jersey. And basically it would become a payroll deduction that would go into an IRA, an individual retirement account, an elective idea, and nothing that would be mandatory. It would apply to companies with at least 25 employees, have been in business for at least 2 years, and they don't offer any kind of pension or retirement plan in their situation. But when you look at 3% of your savings, 3% of your paycheck every week or every 2 weeks, is that really enough, or is this something that would be a building block that would be easier for people to get into the groove of saving for retirement, that they could go above and beyond something like that?
Yeah, certainly the 3% number is not enough to save to retire in comfort. Most financial advisors and professionals say that you're going to need to save between 10 and 20% of your salary. That sounds like a lot, but if you start at 3 and then work up 1% each year, you know, pretty soon you're into double-digit savings. And by doing it incrementally like that, you are slowly adjusting your spending habits for the increased savings.
Now, as I mentioned, this New Jersey, Illinois, and a few other states have the state-run programs, which you say that and people think, well, New Jersey in particular, they're in debt. How wise is it for me to hand over my money for them to judge where to drop it in an IRA account? How challenging is it for someone to make investing, if they haven't, especially a younger person, a DIY project instead of relying on a government program, maybe go to a financial planner such as yourself?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of the states have different ways of approaching this. Some of them are just, you know, bluntly Social Security light. You are giving the money to the state. They're investing it for you. And, yeah, a lot of states are having a problem investing their own public employee retirement money. So you are taking a risk by doing that. However, a number of states are just saying, look, take this money out of your payroll and you decide where to put it in your IRA. So in effect, what you might view it as the slow evolution towards the privatization of Social Security, taking the investments out of the government hands. And you're right, Social Security itself is going to have a problem in a couple of decades, and we're going to have to deal with that. So if we privatize it, if you're in charge of your own investments, then it takes the government out of the loop, and it's more likely you'll get satisfied and less likely the government will have problems in the future.
Talking with Chris Caruso, financial planner, financial advisor, certified trust advisor, also author of the book, Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. LifetimeDreamGuide.com, FiduciaryNews.com. Chris's place is on the web because we have links over to our page. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Do people make the common mistake, as you mentioned, 3% isn't a lot, and people say, well, that's all I could do, so if that's not a lot, why bother?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's it's so intimidating that people just say, look, I'm going to put my head in the sand. I'm not even going to bother looking at it. And in fact, in my book, Hey, What's My Number? I don't know if you remember that commercial where there's this huge seven-digit, eight-digit number over people's head saying, oh, that's what you need in order to retire. And that number is very intimidating. So in what I do in my book is I try to get people to focus not on that end number, but on the number that tells them how much they need to earn every year. And that's earning on their retirement investments, not their salary. So if you need to earn, say, 2% or 3% a year, you're in pretty good shape. If you need to earn 20% a year to retire in comfort, that's a problem. You're going to have to make some lifestyle adjustments, save more, spend less, do something to get that percentage down to single digits. So that's the earnings number. The savings number, that's another way to help you get to the number that you need to get to. And by increasing that number into double digits, what you're doing is you're learning how to live on, say, 80% of your on your salary, which is what many studies say is your expenses when you retire. So think of it this way. Your investment returns on your retirement needs to be down to single digits in order to retire in comfort. Your savings should be in double digits.
Makes sense. And maybe to simplify it even more, it's the old axiom of instead of going to the high-priced coffee shop every morning for that $7 cup of coffee, if you went to the franchise store and got the $2 cup of coffee, there's $5 in your pocket.
That's right. And that's the way to look at it. That's the way to look at increased savings. Just do it in small steps. Don't try to bite off a huge chunk of the pie right off the bat.
And certainly if I was an employer with one of those companies of 25 or more, I meet all the qualifications for even these 3% programs that the states are going to make available or Illinois and some other states have available, why not lay that out before my employees? Because, gee, that might make it easier for me to hire people and make more people want to work for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what the traditional retirement benefits plans were meant to do. They were meant to attract employees to the companies. The problem is that, especially for smaller companies, there's a lot of work. You have a lot of responsibility to set up a retirement plan, and you're too busy just trying to make your business
run
to worry about that. So having a way, you know, a way where people actually can take control over their own retirement savings, put it in their own IRA, that's a good thing. Now, the problem with IRAs, though, in general, is you're capped in how much you can spend, how much you can save each year. So it might not get you that double-digit savings rate that you need.
Well, they always say information is what empowers you. And Chris's book, again, maybe all you need is the simplification of what you imagine to be the challenging and difficult, and that could be the first steps that you have, no matter what age you are, because even a lot of financial advisors say even if you're in your 50s, there are still means and methods and avenues you can take to add some cushion to your golden years, so you don't have to work until you're 85 years old or get carried out of the job, which we've all seen people have that happen to them as well. Good starting point is Chris's book, Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You Will Retire in Comfort. LifetimeDreamGuide.com, FiduciaryNews.com. Learn more about the potential of what you can save, how you can save it. Do a little examination and figure out what the reality of the situation is, and you might find more answers than you imagine there would be as far as securing your financial and your retirement future. Chris Caruso, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.